This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Carl from Fife is. Carl, are you there?
I am here.
Carl told me something that 5 years ago, he got his booty beat by you, Steve, and he has been waiting 5 years for this chance
training
to redeem himself. So, Carl, I'm rooting for you.
I'm ready.
I'm Let's Sarah, go. Your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Carl.
For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
How many ounces are in one pint?
64.
No.
16.
Yes. What is a group of fish called?
School.
Correct. What kind of cheese is typically melted on a Philly cheesesteak?
Bass.
The earth signs of the zodiac are Taurus, Virgo, and what?
Leo.
No.
Scorpio.
No.
Aries.
No. What band has the albums When Legends Rise and Lighting Up the Sky?
Godsmack.
Yes. What are the only two U.S. states that do not observe daylight savings time?
Montana.
No.
And pass.
Who played Phil in the comedy The Hangover?
Zach Galifianakis.
No.
Pass.
What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
Square.
No. No, but Carl, I loved that answer. You got three correct.
Is that more than 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's about what it was then, too.
Yeah, you know,
you're just a little out of practice because it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years. Maybe you have to play more often. Maybe that's what it is.
I play every day and I'm not good at it.
I like that you still called and you want to try.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
I'm very curious if I am.
Oh, yes.
How many ounces are in one pint?
16.
Correct. What is a group of fish called?
School.
Yes. What kind of cheese is typically melted on a Philly cheesesteak?
Is it like Cheese Whiz?
No.
American?
No.
Philly cheese. Swiss?
No. The earth signs of the zodiac are Taurus, Virgo, and what? That is too bad.
The what signs?
The earth signs.
Why are you so obsessed with these stupid zodiacs?
Because you're so bad at them.
Cancer?
No.
Sagittarius?
No.
Capricorn?
Wow, yes.
I'm so good
what
at them.
What band has the albums When Legends Rise and Lighting Up the Sky?
Godsmack.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What are the only two U.S. states that do not observe daylight savings time?
Arizona? And Indiana?
No.
Arizona and Alaska?
No.
I'm just banking on Arizona being one of them. Arizona and Hawaii.
There we go.
Oh, oh boy. Wow.
I'm so glad I asked for the two, because usually I give you one, but I'm glad I asked for both of them. But you got five correct, which is not great, but it is a win, 5-3.
Great game, Carl.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Have a good one.
Just don't wait 5 years next time.
Yeah.
We missed you.
We'll talk to you in 2029.
Wow.
My favorite thing, though, is just, I play every day, and I'm just not good at it.
That's what he said.
Did he not?
Yeah. That means he's learning every day, though, you guys.
He's learning something new.
Every day he's learning.
What kind of cheese is typically melted on a Philly cheesesteak? Because they do a lot of times put Cheese Whiz.
Yes.
They also have something that's melted.
American cheese?
No.
Is it Pepper Jack? That.
No, it's. I think it's kind of similar-ish to Swiss. It's provolone.
Provolone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. You did not get to. You finally did get Hawaii and Arizona. Who played Phil in the comedy The Hangover?
Oh, what's his face? Bradley Cooper.
Yes. And what is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle? And it is not square, like Carl said.
Excuse me, what was the question again?
What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
180?
Wow! Yes.
That was right?
That was right. Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won.
So I said Steve was right. The Whiz is pretty much what goes on a Philly on the East Coast, at least. Even if you are looking for the answer, provolone, Cheese Whiz is also the answer.
Mm. Yeah, but I said melted.
Well, I'm sure it melts from the heat.
If anyone is putting Cheese Whiz and then in the microwave, yeah, yikes.
No, you're probably right. The melted is a very important part, though.
That's why I said melted, because I knew. Thanks.
I'm glad you were able to dignify that.
So glad you won.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a website called Audio Fix, and they spell fix with a PH because it's very edgy.
I didn't know when you put a PH, that means you're edgy.
So edgy.
I felt like F is more edgy than PH, but that's a whole other conversation.
Well, they put out a list of the best live songs in history of rock music.
Here's the crazy thing. I've seen the list. I've seen three of the four bands.
Wow.
So I speak from experience.
Did you make this list?
I might have. No, I was actually kind of fired up. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Well, let's go through them. Here they are.
I push my fingers into my...
I am so glad that Simon and Garfunkel made the list. Oh, dude, that's so... I'm glad you grabbed the part where the crowd sings along.
Oh, you have to.
Audio Fix says anytime you have someone taking a baseball bat to a metal keg as part of the beat, you know they are in for some fun.
And, of course, the Slipknot duality.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I loved this song until, like, semi-recently. And it's just like, oh, man. I can't wait for them to see them live this year.
Oh, especially when they're doing so many of their older songs.
Yeah.
When I hear that, I think of... I think I've mentioned this guy before on our show. And if I haven't, if you're a massive music nerd like I am, you're going to want to go to this guy's YouTube page. His name is Rick Beato. And he's got he does great interviews. He's just a brilliant like musician, engineer, producer, all this type of stuff. He's kind of like the Anthony Bourdain of music. Like, he's just got a cool vibe to him as well. And he'll break down certain songs and goes, what makes that song great? And for the most part, like, he's doing some, like, you know, Zeppelin and all, Rush probably. And like, but he did a Slipknot one. And the Slipknot one will forever be my favorite, not only because he's headbanging, he's like in his 60s. But then at one point, like, he always breaks them down in a very like articulate way. And he actually had to say this, and I'll never forget this moment. It always makes me laugh.
And then we have the clown, which hits the beer keg, which gives it that sound. I think he hits it with an aluminum bat. At least he does live here.
I just think that's the funniest thing. Like, he's just talking all about like the science of music, and then he's just like.
And then we have the clown. Which hits the.
I think it's just the
clown
best part.
Clown and the keg and the bat.
Right, right. I'm sure that always happens in music.
That is art.
Yeah.
Next on the list of best live songs in the history of rock music.
Let me fall it down to
Yeah, this is the one I did not see.
I had a feeling that Depeche Mode was not on your list.
Yes, this is not one of the three.
This song is called Walking in My Shoes. Danny loves it.
You know, the greatest part is that I'm pulling this clip and Taryn was in here. And like, I was playing it kind of low through my headphones. And all of a sudden, Taryn stick her heads up. Is this Depeche Mode? And I was like, you like this?
Are you a Depeche Mode fan?
I mean, I could listen Thank to you. Some Depeche Mode. I never got super into them, but I mean, I feel like they were pioneers of that sound.
Of that sound, of the Cures and the Morrisseys. Like, Depeche Mode was like the most tolerable for me. I was never a big fan. Like, I like what was it? Reach Out and Touch Me. Yeah. Personal Jesus. I like that song.
About the song Walking in My Shoes, AudioFix says it seems ready-made for large stadiums as the sound fills the space and overwhelms it. Plus, it's a perfect song to sing along with.
Well, they packed out. I think it was Climate Pledge.
Yeah. Arena. People were freaking out. Mm. Next on the list that AudioFix put together, the best live songs in the history of rock music.
Little Kiss action right here.
Can I tell on you, Taryn?
Yes.
I was also pulling the clip for this song, and I was like, guys, who's this? Neither Sarah or Taryn could figure out who it was, even after hearing the vocals.
I'm not surprised, actually.
It took a couple minutes. I had to, like, process it for a while.
You know, Kathania, I mean, this is like the Gene Simmons singing parts and parts, so I don't think many people really know his... No, I'm just kidding. I think a lot of people know, like, the songs that Paul Stanley sings.
Sure. Yes.
But this one's great, not because of the song, because of the build-up to the song, where he comes out, and he's doing a little bass part, and then blood's coming out of his face, because he chews, like, spoiler alert, it's not real blood, it's blood capsules, and then he's just bleeding, and then at some point during the song, he gets fire, and he breathes fire, and he throws his stake into the stage, and it's just, like, the whole place goes nuts.
Nice. So I've never seen... Kiss. Mm-hmm. I've only seen Almost Human, the Kiss tribute.
Right.
But I'm curious, is this the only song where there's blood? This is the one? Or does he do the blood?
This is the only one where there's intentional blood, yes.
Really? I didn't realize that. I thought maybe that happened throughout the show.
And it's funny because when I was a kid, that terrified me. I remember seeing live footage of it. I'm like, I don't know if I could ever go see Kiss. These guys seem really evil and
very
scary.
Intense.
And then as an adult, I'm like, this is so silly, but awesome. He's just spitting it out. His big ass tongue is coming out of his mouth, and he's like shaking his head. Probably people in the front row get blood splattered on their face.
Best day of their life.
Hell yeah. Never
one
wash
more.
My face again.
One more from the list that AudioFix put together, the best live songs in the history of rock music.
Sunday Night Rock and Roll.
I've seen the Black Crowes two or three times. The first time I saw them, my mind was blown. They were so good. They were amazing. Every song that they played, including this song, Remedy, was just, like, mind-blowing. Second time I saw them, they just decided to jam for, like, 45 minutes to an hour and not play any of their hits, and it was very disappointing.
Oh.
It was good, but you're just like, can you play one song we recognize?
And I'm with you. I've only seen them one time, and I had never, like, claimed to be a big Black Crowes fan, but seeing them live, I was like, I think I love this band. They were amazing in
Hell
person.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ultimate Classic Rock just put together a list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Okay.
So it'll be a little disappointing for
some
people.
So this isn't like a list of the greatest live albums. It's specifically because of the live albums that are overdubbed.
Okay. And I would say some of these are legitimately some of the best live albums ever released. For
probably
sure.
Because he overdubbed them and made them sound better.
Here is one of the highlights.
That's the place of music. Otherwise he's where you.
Oh, okay. You. Dude, at first I had no idea who the hell this was because I'm not a big Peter Frampton fan, but I know the hook to this song.
Frampton Comes Alive, 1976. And remember how much talk box he used on that album?
No.
Oh, my God.
That is about the amount of time I've spent listening to this live record.
It's a great one.
It's the talk of my old college town, because part of that album was recorded in Plattsburgh, or whatever was recorded at live, but he performed in Plattsburgh, New York, and some of the songs from that concert made it onto this album.
Big claim to fame there, Steve Miggs.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to impress anyone at the bar today if I bring that up.
I'm also going to put this out there. You sent me this list, as Steve likes to do, I'm sure, just with no song context at all whatsoever. So if I didn't get the right song, you guys might be trying to figure it out for a while, because I have no idea what any of these were, except for maybe two.
Danny, it's funny you mentioned that, because part of me was like, should I give Danny at least like a hit song from each of these records to make his life easier? And I'm like, no, I'm kind of curious to see what Danny's going to pull from all of these, because I don't think you know the majority of these bands, or at least not familiar with their music.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the next one on the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
You wanted the best.
Let's
you
go.
The hottest band in the world. Kiss.
I've never heard of this band.
Kiss Alive 2, 1977.
Listen to this, though. You will never unhear it. They just keep fake crowd noise going for every song.
Well,
you hear them? They're still cheering.
Yeah, yeah.
When have you been to a concert where people just never stop cheering?
At a Kiss concert, baby.
Look. They're still there. They won't go away. That's never happening at a concert.
Oh, my gosh.
They took live audio, like maybe like in between like the encores or after the show is over, and they just looped it and kept it for the entire performance.
That's so embarrassing.
But man, it adds so much. And I think they even like sampled, maybe not sampled, but I took like audio recordings of actual like explosions for when like the explosions happen in the concert, because they don't sound very beefy.
Sure.
In the recording. So they added like real explosions from like wars. Like they went balls out to make this thing sound so epic, but it does.
Yeah, no shame.
And Paul Stanley even said, he's like, do you want to keep like a missed note or a flubbed guitar line and have that be something that lives on forever? No, you want to have it sound exactly how you think it sounds when you're at the concert. So that's why they beefed everything up.
Here's another classic live album that was overdubbed.
Be honest with you, I thought this song was a Less Than Jake song because they covered it for the long. I had no idea it was a Cheap Tricks. I didn't even know who Cheap Trick was.
I feel like of all these that so far we've heard, this might be the only band that you might rock with, because they have a little bit of a punky vibe.
Sure,
definitely poppy, and you picked the right song.
Thanks.
And it was live at Budokan in 1978. Here's another classic live album that was overdubbed.
I don't want to do. Juice Priest.
Unleashed in the East, 1979.
The funny thing is with this one, it doesn't sound like they overdubbed it, which I think is that's a testament to them just kind of pulling a quick one on all of us.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It still sounds really raw.
And another off the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Okay, we don't need to listen to this one, do we?
I literally told Sarah, I was like, you know, considering how much Steve doesn't like the Eagles, we sure play a lot of the Eagles on this show.
It does make its way onto a lot of these lists.
And of course, they've just extended their Sphere residency for all of you out there who are chomping at the bit to get down there for that.
Would you go?
And if the tickets were free and I had a decently cheap place to stay.
The drinks and the tickets for free, I would definitely go see the Eagles over at the Sphere.
And we have one more for you on the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Hey!
Wasn't this the music video that traumatized you?
Yes, it made me think I had sexually transmitted diseases, even though I never had sex.
Van Halen live right here, right now from 1993. Another one that was overdubbed.
I heard that they really like reconstructed a lot of those because they felt like Alex played too fast on some of the recording. I mean, some of the live performance, they had to re-record everything.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, I think some of the songs on that live record are like completely not live at all. Like Eddie kind of screwed up on a few things as well. Apparently his singing was off key. Like Sammy Hagar admitted to it. He's like, my singing was off key. Al sped up on Runaround. And so, yeah, they ended up like going into the studio and just fixing everything.
You can fix anything in post.
It's kind of like one of those things when you first find out, you're very disappointed. But then when you start thinking about it, you're like, you know what, though? I mean, does it really matter?
I'm still going to listen to the Exit Stage Left live album from Rush.
Yeah.
Even though I was brokenhearted to learn they're not that perfect.
The Daily Migs Show.
Has it ever crossed your mind how an actor might handle getting excited while filming a steamy scene for a movie?
I always just thought they'd say taped everything down, like flesh color tape, just to be safe.
I love that you thought about this.
Oh, yeah. You've never thought about it? Like watching a scene, you're just like, how do you not, like, I guess like it's a weird environment because you're surrounded by camera people and lighting and all that. But still, like, I mean, you're getting into it.
I mean, I guess I never really thought about it until right now. Other than the fact that I just assumed actors and actresses are like so professional that they could like, you know, shut it off. But maybe I'm wrong.
So they got like some Jedi mind power.
they have.
Well, see,
someone...
I think as a woman, maybe it's easy. It's. I don't want to say harder. More difficult for a guy to hide his excitement.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right, Danny? Like, I mean, I think for us, like if I'm like, if you're in like a steamy scene in a movie with Jessica Biel, I don't know why she's the first person I popped into mind. But
I'll take it.
Right, right. As much as you don't want to be that person,
yeah.
If things are being, if things get brushed and touched and, you know, everything's happening, you just don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, if we're going with Jessica Biel, if you watch any of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just her running in her her shirt, I don't think I'd be able to be on the same set with her.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I need the intimacy coordinator, please.
That's the hired help that they have. The intimacy coordinator. That is a real job.
And how do you get that job? I can't. I wouldn't get it.
No,
but
you could talk to her. Her name is Brooke Haney.
Oh, okay.
Not Heine, Haney.
That's funny.
She says what she tells the actor to do is a few push-ups or some jumping jacks before filming that scene because it will help move the blood to a different location of the body, and then you're all good to go.
Like, look, I get the blood is pumping into something in your body. We need to get that blood to pump somewhere else.
But
I'd be a good intimacy coordinator.
Would you?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, just look at me. You'll lose any kind of excitement. Keep looking at me.
I thought you were going to just say you're just going to punch him right before.
No.
Oh, no. Wrestle them right before. Show up in your singlet.
Do you remember when you were a kid? Like a teen. They'd be like, oh, you know, here's like some, like, think of baseball or think of Grandma Naked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Those are like the, I don't know if you've ever heard those things.
I mean,
before.
Yes, I have. But
okay.
Grandma Naked.
Grandma Naked playing baseball.
Oh.
Man, that's a visual.
Ew.
Right?
I also don't know that it worked ever. That was the thing, too. It was just like, I mean, maybe my other thoughts were too intrusive to where it was like, I mean, I can try to think about something else, but it's not working.
Especially teen version of yourself. Like, yeah. there's just no help.
No.
There's no hope.
Well, and I'm going to say, if you think about, you know, your grandma naked at one moment, but then I'm over here making out with Ryan Gosling or something, grandma's out of my mind. I'm just, making out with, you know what I mean? Like, it'll
right.
work for a second, but then... Just be in that moment.
That part of your brain's like, get out of here, Grandma. I got other things to worry about.
Yeah, I'm with Ryan right now.
And you say Ryan Gosling, like some of those scenes in The Notebook. Were,
oh,
wow.
All right, here's a question for you guys. I mean, this is I don't know. I actually saw it, so I don't feel like I'm getting older. It's my because I've been reading, like, I read a study where it was like a Gen Zers are saying that they're just not into sex scenes anymore. They just think they're kind of weird. Like half of Gen Zers. They were like, I guess, surveyed, and they said, yeah, you know what? I could live without any of the sex scenes in movies. It's just kind of unnecessary.
I feel like I choose movies and shows because of what sex scenes there are.
Yeah. You know what ruined it? Pornhub. Because at the end of the day, it's just all free for them nowadays, where it was like, oh, we can see a half boob on a staticky TV. I'm so excited.
Oh, I remember like Basic Instinct being like, this is the greatest scene ever. I'm going to just keep watching this over and over and over. And this is better than anything I'd ever be able to get my hands on.
What about Wild Things?
Ooh. Yeah, or the pool scene in
Cruel Intentions.
No, in Showgirls.
Oh yeah,
one of the greatest films of all time, of course. But I thought that was interesting that a lot of Gen Zers are just like, yeah, you know, there's other ways. If I want to see a steamy scene in a show, I'll just watch adult content. I could live without it in my television shows and in my movies. And I kind of feel the same way. Like whenever like a sex scene comes on in a movie, I'm like, all right, like we could save at least 10 minutes in this film if we just get rid of the scene. Like, I get it. You guys are about to bone. Like, how about we just move on to the next scene now?
No, Steve. Wow. What is wrong with you?
So you guys really, you guys still enjoy watching sex scenes?
Absolutely. That's the whole reason I watch, like, Outlander and really? Bridgerton.
I turn into a 13-year-old boy again. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. Turn it up.
And it's like, yes, there's Pornhub and stuff, but you don't ever, like, you're not happy to see, you know, maybe a beautiful, famous actress
no.
getting on, really? I mean,
there are some beautiful actresses, Sarah. You shut your mouth.
Well, yes, but, you know, Ryan Gosling isn't going to be on Pornhub. Like,
well, someone who looks like him might be. No,
I'll take that.
For real, like, once a sex scene starts on a TV show or in a movie, I'm just like, oh, man, okay, this is just extending this film. Hmm. I can live without. I'm just like, let's just keep it. Let's
extend in something.
I'm here for the extension. I really am.
All right. All day. I guess I'm me and the Gen Zers.
Yeah. So young.
Yes.
Fellow youth.
Surrounded by some old fuddy duddies that just love movies that have boning in it.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.